you for tuning in and listening to Lady Andrea Marie. So you know that you guys can give me a topic or something to talk about. I know not many people are actually listening right now, but you know, I don't care. I want to talk about parenting. So we are going through issues with my son at the time. Well, actually, probably about last week. He was asked not to do something. Now, mind you, this is the third time I have asked my son not to do something, and he actually got busted by me and my husband saying it. So he's been pretty much in trouble, and you know, being told that I'm probably was not going to have any children, and now that I have a son and going through the stuff that I did with my mother, you know, makes me want to be a better parent, because really honestly me and my mom don't get along, and it makes me very sad because of the fact of I see my other friends who like their moms and them go shopping together or you know this or that, and I'm over here going, man, I wish I had that. I really do. I have other moms, but they're not my real mom. I mean, I always love my real mom because that's my blood mom, even though we have issues, but you know, my mom's going to be here. There's no way around it. There's no return receipt. Usually when I get family, I think about it as no return receipt. You cannot take it back. That is your blood. Like I have aunties, which I will never, ever, ever drop no matter what. There's a reason why they're in my life. There's a reason why they have told me things they have told me. There's a reason why I said, hey, can you be my aunt? Because I really don't have an aunt. My aunt, that my dad's sister, she passed away because my cousin decided to kill my dad's only sister and her son by stabbing him with a fork. And it was all over my uncle saying that she could not drive his Mustang, which it was some muscle car, some classic muscle car. She wanted to go see her boyfriend so bad. And she asked my uncle Moose he was awesome. I sure miss him. I miss him a lot. He was so cool. He wasn't my real uncle, by the way. But, she asked him if she could borrow the Mustang to go pick up her boyfriend. Mind you, this is what I've been told. We don't really talk about this stuff anymore because, you know, it makes my dad sad, and my dad's had a stroke, so it's just not a good thing to brought up. But anyways, so my uncle told her no. He left to go to work. He was, I believe, a firefighter or a cop. And as soon as he left, she plotted her plot of going upstairs and stabbing my aunt, who I pretty much look like and act like, and that's what my grandma and my dad are telling me. Go upstairs and stab my aunt Linda in the chest with a fork. And then my cousin Steven, who I barely remember, in the chest too with the fork. And then set the house on fire. And then leave in the Mustang. Which I look back at the pictures. I wish that they were still alive. I think after that my family made a turn for the hurt. You could tell it was there. Now I see all the pictures of what our life was like. I barely remember my cousin Steven. He was so awesome. And the pictures, I sure wish he was here. But anyways. Sorry guys, been emotional, not trying to get anybody's pity, trust me. That's the last thing on my mind. That's not who I am. I don't go around asking for pity for people. This is stuff that's happened in my life to make me who I am today, so I don't see that as pity. I see as learning lessons. even though they hurt the heart, there's nothing I can do about it. It's happened in the past. I'm not going to dwell on it because really you don't hear me talking about it. Besides, there's no point in talking about it because just deal with it and move on. So back to parenting, my son and my husband and I busted my son and two of his buddies. And mind you, when I talked to them, it was his two twin buddies and him. And I asked them not to do something and they agreed not to be around. There was also a cop involved. He even said that my son and the boys do not cause problems around town. So what was being said was kind of strange because the boys were all asked pretty much what happened. All of their stories matched up. So, you know, it was more along the lines that we felt that the parent, the husband parent of this problem house was lying. I have in text messages saying them stating that my son is an issue around town and these are other parents saying this. So with that being said, I asked numerous times in text messages. I like to have proof. I like to have text messages. Because then if somebody that you're trying to talk to says, no, I didn't say that. You're like, what does this say right here? This states you texted me this and here is the proof. So go ahead and lie to me when it says your name, your telephone number. So I didn't make that up. There's no way I could have made that up. So right there, proof, bam. So usually I like to talk to people in text message when it's important because there is proof. Sorry to tell you, but after being screwed over and fucked over so much in my life, I like to have that proof. And when I get a strange feeling, come on, y'all. Sorry, I was talking to my cat. Ellie girls. Sorry, she's acting strange right now. Come on, y'alls. Come here. She's a little downsy. Come here, Alice. Anyways, so, like what I'm saying, so I like to have proof in any situation. That's just how I roll. You know, being messed over pretty much most of my life, I will keep that proof and I will ask for text messages. But anyways, so he told the parent, one of the parents, the mother or the father, whoever it was on the phone, stated that my son was being a problem child around town. Mind you, I've never had anybody come up to me and say my son is a problem. The cops tell me my son is not a problem. The cops have not said anything to me that my son was a problem around town. So I'm having a really hard time believing these parents. So when the parent was confronted, he pretty much backed into his house because I don't think he expected me to be like, it's in text messages right here. And as soon as I said it was in text messages, I had the proof. This guy said he don't want to talk to me no more and he was gonna call the cops. I said fine, call the cops because I'll be happy to talk to them. Then he disappeared into his house. Me being me, if I'm told my son is a problem, it's gonna be handled right away. I'm not gonna beat around the bush, no nothing. It's going to be handled. Oh my goodness. I do not want to go handle. I do not want to be that parent. Then I'm going to be known as that parent. The crazy parent. I'm not trying to be crazy. I'm trying to handle what needs to be handled. I'm going to grab the bull by the horns. And get the shit handled because I don't like any drama in my life. I don't like bullshit. You want to bring it? We're going to handle it. And if you don't like it, maybe you shouldn't have brought it. I guess people don't understand how I am because this is how I am. I've been through enough in my life and my mother has to, even though me and my mom don't get along, I have learned to deal with situations. Sometimes it may take me a minute or two to deal with the situation because I am so mad and I am so upset that I know my actions are not going to be good and I'm going to say things to which may not be good. So I have learned from taking anger management, which I believe that they should have in school. They should have kids take anger management. That should be one class that is mandatory that they need to have is anger management, to teach our kids how to deal with the bullies in our school, because I've had kids bully my son. Now, I don't want to be that mom that has to jump in and be like, look, the principal doesn't like dealing with me. He has the vice principal deal with me because I don't let shit slide. I want to handle it right then and there. I've had proof where a student said, my son did this, but then what was said that was shown or something or whatever dropped out of my son's backpack was here at the house. I called him right away, like, here it is. You want to tell me how this son fell out of my son's backpack when it's right here? I don't take bullying kindly. I just don't. I'm sorry. I stand up for the little guy. I will definitely stand up for my son. That's just who I am, because when I was in school, I got bullied so bad. I have a blood brother, which I do not like to talk about. I do not like to have nothing to do with because of things that he has done. I will not bring it up because, you know, I'm not sure if anybody who knows him is going to listen. Hold on. But things happened when we were younger to the point where I want nothing to do with my brother. I don't believe my brother's a good person at all. I'm sorry to say that, but yeah. But I stand up for my son. I will stand up right away. If something needs to be handled as a parent, I will handle it. And I believe video recording everything is good, because nowadays it is proven to me time and time again that, you know, proof is the best way to go. That way you can say, hey, this is what was said and here it is. Everybody lies. Yeah, I lie. Like I said, everybody lies. Sometimes I'm lying because I don't want to talk about a situation right now. Or it's just a very touchy subject that I do not want to be involved in, even though I may know things. Some things are just better left to, I don't know, for good reasons. I'm not condoning anybody lying, but I just had to go through a situation where I know what's going on, but the best thing to do is say that I don't know. But in this situation, it wasn't anything really to do with me. It's just what I had seen and I had heard and I know. And I particularly don't like this person much at all. Yes, I really like to be telling the truth, but sometimes there's no way around it except to stay out of it. But other situations? I'm sorry. There's no way, no, because the truth will be found out. Except for in this other situation, I doubt it, because I was just there as a lending ear to hear about a situation, you know, to help the other person get through what they were getting through. It was nothing bad. I was not a part of it. I just seen. But there's a different situation when you're a part of it and you have actions and you help in that situation, or you had your hand in it. That's a different story. But if you're just a person on the sidelines listening, then, you know, whatever. But if you knew and you were a part of it and you straight lie to my face, then there's issues. But if you're just listening to a friend to help in a situation, whatever. I don't know if that's wrong or right, but, you know, that's how I feel about it. Okay, if what I helped my friend through to get through the situation, I saw and heard a lot of stuff. I was not a part of it. I was just there to be a shoulder, an ear, because this person had no other person. This person had nobody to talk to or feel safe with. Me, anybody can talk to me, and I'm pretty much going to keep it inside, unless it's something that I'm just all, whoa, wow, and then I talk to my husband. You know, that's going to happen in every relationship. They're going to talk to their better half. They may not tell anybody else, but they're going to talk to their better half. Because even if somebody says they're not going to say anything, I'm sorry. They're either going to write it down or talk to their better half, and their better half is not going to say anything too. That's the better half is their best friend. Usually I talk to my better half all the time about everything. I've actually lost a friend because I had to go on and find out information from my husband. My husband asked me to do something for him. And I had two times that I had to have a talk to this person. I'm sorry, I'm not going to lie. I say I told my husband. Yeah, so they know. Sorry, I told my husband. That's just how I am. I'm going to talk to him to make sure that what I'm feeling and what I'm saying to this person in reply, what they've asked me, because I don't like second guessing myself, and sometimes my gut feeling, to be honest, is in a limbo land. So I like to make sure that how I'm feeling and what I want to say to reply to somebody who's having this issue that they came to me, I want to make sure that if I haven't experienced it, that I'm not telling somebody the wrong thing, and then that person comes and gets mad at me. No. So I talk to my husband, but I really don't talk to too many other people about the issues going on. You know, if somebody comes and asks me, I'm going to say something to them, but most of the time, you know, I don't say anything to anybody else. Sorry, I got distracted by just getting a telephone call. Anyways, so back to parenting. Sorry to get easily distracted. I'm like a squirrel. Something sparkly. Woo! Look, something sparkly. What was that again? Squirrel. Anyways, so by the way, so when talking about proof. So basically, when I told the problem house father that this was said like three times to me in text message, that my son was a problem. I don't believe him, because everybody that I have talked to about my son says that doesn't sound like your son. Even the cop said that doesn't sound like your son. Parenting's hard. OMG, parenting's hard. I'm glad I just have one. My son was 10 pounds, 5 ounces, and 21 inches long, and I pushed him out. They said, act like you're taking a shit. So, I acted like I was taking a shit. Yes, I had an epidural, but I did not have cesarean section. I pushed my son out. I was 214 pounds at the end of my pregnancy. Thought I was going to have twins. No, because my son was just a hungry little man. Matter of fact, I carried a little lunchbox. Not a little, it wasn't little. Because I carried around fruit roll-ups, which I craved so bad. Instant oatmeal. Instant macaroni and cheese. Can't remember what else I had in there. Bunch of snack stuff. Because I did not want to go stop off and get food from fast food places. Because I definitely did not want to gain any more weight. Seeing how big as I was from my son being 10 pounds, 5 ounces. OMG. Oh my god, it hurt so bad. My now ex-friend didn't have to ask where I was. So after the experience that I went through, I don't know if it's because I was on Medi-Cal at the time, because my son's father passed away when I was 3 months pregnant and I was pretty much doing everything on my own. Yes, I had my parents and my friends there. I still worked up until I was 7 months pregnant. I went back to work as soon as I could, and you know, I really missed being there for my son for the milestones that he passed in his life, but there was no way around. I had bills I had to pay. I had to work as soon as I could. Like I said, I worked up until I was 7 months pregnant. So I've always been pretty much working my son's whole life. But now I'm a boss of my own company. Yeah. You don't know how good that feels. But also, there's downfalls of being a boss of your own company. The paperwork, you know, taxes stuff and all that great stuff. So, yeah, it's just, parenting's great. It's awesome. I love being a parent, but the parenting stuff, oh man. Now that my son is in his teens, oh man. I mean, we could have it a lot worse, trust me. A lot worse. I feel pretty fortunate for going through the stuff that we are going through right now. You know, it's nothing compared to some children. Oh my God. But he got very scared and like backed into his house because I'm like, how come you cannot tell me the parents' names? Pretty much as I've been explained, they do not want to be involved. Well, they don't have, I'm not going to tell them who said this to me. I need to go and hear what my son did, why he's a problem child around town. But from what I'm hearing about my son from other parents is my son is a good kid. My son's an awesome kid. He doesn't do anything bad. He goes and rides his bike with his buddies. Ooh. Well, I'm sorry your household has a lot of children. Ain't my fault. You know, when I'm told that one of the children is the ones who's causing the problem, then I start going, And then the parents are lying? But, you know, my son does take vitamins over medication from the doctor. I'm sorry, but when my son was stolen by CPS, yes, I said that I had a CPS case. Why? Because a family member tried to steal my son. They tried lying. They tried saying I do meth. I've never touched meth in my life. Ever. Why? Because I've dated guys who've done meth and I do not dig it. It is disgusting. It is gross. You know, people do stuff in their life and they've done meth, but you know what? They've done it in the past. I do not want it around me. It will not be around me. You do it, you're out of my life. Sorry, no reason, any good reason for you to do that. Oh, because you need to stay awake during work? There's other things you can take or do besides meth. You do that, you can get the fuck out of my life. Another reason why I had a CPS case is because of the guy I was dating. He was on meth. And the person who tried to steal my son found out about this and lied. So when my CPS worker and I were talking, I told her in the very beginning, I don't trust her because she's there to steal children. Steal them for money. My son is not a price tag. Sorry for those who think CPS is a great thing. They're not. They stole my son, kept him for 7 months, so I could not claim him on my taxes because when I got my son back in, I don't remember what year, I filed my taxes so me and my son could get out of my parents' house and get a home. I could not claim him because CPS claimed him. So we were stuck at my parents' house because CPS said, nope, we've had him for 7 months. There's no way you can claim him. So pretty much I was stuck, or me and my son were stuck at my parents' after I got him back. And I got told by CPS I needed to leave my parents' house. Now, how's this going to work? So to me, hello, that's one thing on the floating scoreboard that says, hey, we want him because he is a price tag. Now, they could not adopt my son out because of my son's ADHD, because he was a wild child. So they decided to put him on Respidol. Now, I know you guys have seen the commercials for Respidol. That's the one where they talked about young guys getting boobs. And at the time, I was talking to this guy who says, hey, maybe you should check out what it says about Respidol. So I did, and it says, do not give to children under the age of 10. Mind you, my son was around, I think, 7.5 or 8 years old. Let's see, it stated, do not give to children under the age of 10. My son was 7.5 or 8 years old when CPS forced him on the psychotropic drugs. So you want to tell me how CPS is good? I got pictures of visiting my son, and you can tell he was doped up. He was on something. You could see it. He looked like he was so high. His eyes were all red. Just this look of, and he really didn't do much. I have pictures I sure couldn't record. CPS would not let me record, but they let me take pictures with him. Oh, that's funny. They didn't let me record that day. But other days, I took a lot of pictures. I don't think I recorded very much because every day was 7 months. Sorry. 7 months I had to live without my son. When I came home from work the day before Thanksgiving, I was waiting for my son to run up to me in the hallway, scream, "Mommy, Mommy, you're home." Sorry. There was no son jumping on me, telling me he loved me. I'll never forget this day. All day at work, I thought about my son, how happy I was I get to spend another Thanksgiving with a child that I was told that I probably would never have. I still think that to this day. Yes, I get mad at my son, but, you know, overall, I love my son more than anything in this world. I would do anything for him. I'm like a honey badger when it comes to my son. Anybody bully my son, anybody doing wrong, I'm gonna, yeah. So, 7 months I had to deal with telling my parents things that had happened to me in my life, which I did not want to tell them. Finding out about truth about in my family, my dad had to find out a lot of stuff that was not known. I had to tell him. I didn't want to. But for those who think CPS is good, you need to think again. You need to go do research. They put children in homes that are ran by pedophiles. Those pedophiles get paid. Children get stolen out of loving homes because CPS thinks they are adoptable. Each CPS worker gets paid $4,000. You heard me right. $4,000 per child that they put into a foster home that is ran by a pedophile. Go look at how many children kill themselves because they are stuck in a home with a pedophile. How many parents kill themselves, it's a mind-blowing at the rate of how many parents kill themselves because they're stuck in this vicious cycle with CPS. Anybody having issues with CPS needs to go to Lexington Law. They do not like CPS. Now, when I was in my CPS thing, there was rules that I had to abide by when I was in my parents' home. One was taking anger management. Well, at the time when my son was taken, my endometriosis was really bad. So I was taking hydrocodone and I was on the depot shot. Depot shot's awesome. It's great, but nobody tells you you're not supposed to be on the depot shot more than I think it is 4 years. And I was on it for 6 or 7. So mind you, that has messed up things with me that make me very mad now because nobody told me that it was going to do this to me. I like the depot shot because it was, I only had to take one, I can't remember, every 4 months or every 3 months. It was a good frame of time to where I didn't have to think about birth control, even though I was not with anybody. I didn't have to think about taking a pill or get something stuffed under my skin. I tried the patch, but my skin is like super sensitive. That it caused, you could see where it was, the patch was put. It was a big red square that was on my skin for days and it itched. So found the depot shot, plus I have endometriosis. So it stopped my period and it helped my endometriosis. But there were things that it affected, still affects me to this day really bad, which make me very sad. And then I was taking hydrocodone. So those two mixed right there are not a good mix to for me. You know, everybody's body is different, but it made me a very mean person. That's why I got the nickname Red Queen, because I didn't put up with shit. And then after what my ex did to me, yes, I went to jail, by the way, because of my ex, because he did not like the fact that I was leaving him. I was packing my stuff up and he got very angry and he put hands on me. So guess what? I put hands on him back. And anybody knows me knows that that's not really me. I am not that type of person to put my hands on people unless they put hands on me. I'm sorry. Ain't me. So he tried to hurt me. So I did the same thing. I'm sorry. I am not going to put up with anybody putting hands on me. But anyways, it made me very mean. I was just very mouthy. But my ex decided he did not like the fact that I was leaving him and that I had called my father to help me get my stuff. I was done. I was hanging out with a friend and we were discussing her wedding and I was helping her do her wedding stuff. And I came home and he was sitting on the couch and we got in a super, super duper big fight because I wasn't there when he got home and he was already drinking. And I knew he was on meth. And that got brought up and me leaving him turned him into a raging psychopath to where when we were in the bedroom, he was standing by the closet and I was over by the bathroom, which was, you know, it wasn't too far of a distance away, but it was far enough to, it was far enough away to where he came up to me like super fast. I couldn't believe it. And I had my hand out trying to protect myself from this raging meth head. And he got me in a hold because he learned it in the military or Navy or whatever he was in to not show marks. So, me being me, my skin does not show bruises right away. They do. They show bruises. So, as I'm defending myself, he's coming at me and I got my arm in front of me and he's got me in this hold to where his legs are wrapped around me. His chest is in my face. Mind you, my arm is kind of stuck under my chin because he came forward at me. So his chest is pushed up against my nose and my mouth, so I could not breathe. And I'm laying on the ground and he's pretty much side on top of me, if that makes sense. I'm scratching his forehead with my hands, or my nails, because there's nothing else that I could scratch him with. There's nothing that could move. So I'm sitting there, or I'm laying there on the floor with him smothering me, and I see my life flash before me. I'm laying on the ground and this guy is on top of me, side on top of me. I can't breathe. I see my life flashing in front of me. My son, who I never thought I was going to have. I was so scared. I didn't think I was going to make it through that. I was going to die. So I kept thinking, okay, Andrea, what can you do? Scratching his face is not working. Scratching your life is flashing in front of you. What are you going to do, Andrea? Do something. I went, oh, my mouth works. So I bit him so hard, 2 times in his chest. He finally let go after me biting so hard. I really thought I was gonna rip his skin off. I was biting so hard, but he let go. And then he wandered off or whenever to his brother's house. And when he got there, he told his brother and his sister-in-law, everybody at the house, that he didn't do anything. And he had his hands in his back pocket the whole time. Mind you, I'm packing my stuff. My dad gets there. I don't want to tell my dad because I don't want my dad to know anything that has happened. I don't want my dad to go after him or nothing. We just need to pack and leave and then turn away. Never come back. Never turn around. Never. So I got my stuff and they still had some stuff there at his apartment. And then I made the mistake of saying, "Dad, you don't need to come with me." Because he's at his brother's house. Because I had messaged the brothers stating, "Bella, come here, Bella. Bella." I asked his brother, "Hey, can you keep your brother at the house so I can get the rest of the stuff? I really don't want to see your brother. I just want to move on." So, you know, thinking, "You knock that off, young lady." Oh my God, cats are just so mean to each other sometimes. Bella, Bella love. I thought his brother was my friend, but you know what? Honestly, I have learned in relationships that the family will always be on the family side. No matter what they say to you, they love you. I have learned from relationships that really, I'm sad to say, but don't really trust the family. Because two times I've been shown that, "Oh, I love you. I love you. You're awesome. You're great." But in the end, no, they just did that to get close because I'm dating their family member. So I find that very hard to trust since I've been shown twice that no matter, I'm just being me, that I can't trust because I'm pretty much in the end just a person. Doesn't matter, you know, I don't have feelings, I guess, you know, or I told I'm trying too hard, so. But so he told them that his hands were in his back pockets the whole time, that he didn't do anything. So when I messaged his brother hoping, you know, I thought that he was a real friend, saying, "Hey, you know, I still got stuff at the house. I'm going to go back and pick it up. Can you please have your brother stay at your house so I can get the stuff and just leave? I don't want to be part of your brother anymore. I'm done." I almost died. No reply from it. So I'm thinking, okay, well, he obviously knows that something's going, whatever. I don't remember what I was thinking, but I'm like, all right. Then my dad asked me if he should go. And I said, no. We're good. His brother knows that, you know, I'm going to go and get the rest of his stuff. Well, when I head back to the apartment to get the rest of my stuff, you'll never guess who's there. Him and his brother. And when I went upstairs to get my stuff, his brother asked the guy that I was dating at the time if, you know, it was cool. And the guy I was dating said, yeah, we're good. No, it wasn't. All good. As me just trying to get my stuff, and he decides he wants to chase me around the apartment, and I'm trying to get away from him because I should have called my dad, but I wasn't thinking about that at the time. I was trying to get away from him. My brain just wasn't in the right place. And then we start fighting again, and then he goes outside and he calls the cops. Mind you, he looked like a horror show because I had scratched his face. So when he's outside, like I said, he calls the cops and the cops show up and they look at him and look at me and guess who goes to jail? That'd be me! So it was a Thursday night. I'll never forget that. I got told that Friday morning, I'll be going to court, blah, 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 blah. You know, lies like the cops like to tell. So I, first time I'd been to jail. I'm in there from Thursday, or I should say Friday morning around 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that, till about Monday afternoon, Monday morning. DA dropped all the charges. I was in Sac County Jail for about about 3.5. And when I was in there, I think the next day, I think Friday, I want to say it's called recess. We were let out of our cages. I cried the whole time I was there. First time I was in jail, just thinking I'm going to be in here for a long time because I defended myself. I defended myself from a man who tried to kill me because he was drunk and on meth. So, as I'm sitting down at the table with two girls that I met when I was in there, and I didn't have any hair tie or anything, so I was just in there fiddling with my hair, and I'm putting my hair up, and one of the girls goes, "Hey, Andrea, look at your arm. There's a man-sized handprint on my bicep." Oh, and there was. Sure, it wasn't my handprint. There's no way that handprint was for me. It was too big. I even put my hand there. So, then, you know, I go to my court Monday morning, afternoon. They tell me I'm released, blah, blah, blah. Being in there, I don't ever want to get in trouble. I try to stay out of trouble. That's one reason why I stay home. I get anxiety around cops because, I've dealt with them a couple times. There was another incident to where, you know, I yanked my arm away from a cop and I ended up on the ground. And my arm still hurts. Still hurts from him when he had my... mushed up against the counter, and the way he had my arm, it still hurts up in my shoulder. And this happened, I can't remember, 2 years ago. And I yanked my arm away, and I, that's so weird. I think Freya's still in this house because there are things to like it. She would rub up against me, and it was just like she would, and yeah, it was so weird. Anyways, now I miss Freya. But anyways, so yeah, I spent 3.5-4 days in jail. Not somewhere you really want to be, especially Sacramento County Jail. I got out, and it was just mind-blowing because when I went to the police station afterwards to show them the bruise on my arm, it didn't matter. Oh well, you're the one who went to jail. Even though he stated he did not put hands on me, he did not touch me. Why is there a man-sized handprint on my right? I think it was my right, or... Yeah. Well, anyways. On one of my biceps. I still have the picture. Matter of fact, I took pictures and I have a whole folder from that situation. And mind you, I went to the police station and went and talked to the police officer who took me to jail and said that he knew that my ex was on meth and drunk. But yeah, he took me to jail. A person who has never been to jail, and my ex had been to jail numerous of times for being drunk in public. Mind you, my ex then robbed the guy that he was working for because he was high on meth. And right after me, One of my really good friends still lived in the apartment complex that he lived in. She told me that he dated a friend of hers and then my ex broke her nose. It's funny now, all of my ex's family, I don't talk to them no more except for one, the sister-in-law, tells me she didn't believe me. I mean, she didn't believe him whatsoever. And then he went and did that to the other girl. Oh my God. But, because of that, me going to jail from defending my life from my meth head drunk ex-boyfriend who can't keep his hands off women. Actually, really, I think he was gay. Because I found one of his cell phones and he liked to look at chicks with dicks. Wow. Woo. And mind you, this guy hid this phone from me like forever. Because I asked him one day when we were dating, because he was acting funny on the phone, said, "Can I see your phone?" And he pretty much told me no and broke his phone in front of me. So I couldn't see what was on it. Well, is that a little suspicious? You know, there was things all adding up towards the end of our relationship, like I can't remember. I just remember that being mostly. And then when he moved, I found the phone, found one of my old phones, and put the SIM card in it. That's when I found chicks with dicks. Yeah, it was just mind-boggling. But, yeah, CPS is not somebody you really want to pick up the phone and call on somebody. I would really much rather talk to somebody else, or, you know, but CPS stole my son for 7 months. I don't wish that upon anybody. I cried every day for 7 months. I jumped through hoops that I didn't have to. But yeah, I told my caseworker when I first got her, I told her I did not trust her because they steal children. That's what they're paid to do. That was my first CPS worker. The second one actually helped. But she no longer works for CPS anymore. Because I went to go look her up and tell her the great things that are going on because she was a good person, the second one. Then I found out she don't work there no more. Why? Because she probably helped me get my son back. But also Lexington Law helped me get my son back. So, for y'all who think CPS are great, you need a mental check. Why don't you go and do some Googling about the pedophiles that are paid to have the homes? CPS is getting so much trouble. And Trump 2020, and if you don't like that, get off my podcast. This is my podcast. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but Trump is draining the swamp. I guess you want to call it the CPS swamp? Yes. I'm sorry. I like Trump. And if you don't like him, I don't know what to tell you. Obviously, you want people to run this country like Hillary and them. They have their hand in CPS. Google that. What's that island? There's Pizzagate, which is a pizza place where kids are stolen from. There's a secret island. Wonder where all the missing kids are going. There's a secret island that, who is it, Epstein? Let's see, Epstein had his own little thing. Why don't you Google that? He knew the Clintons. CPS was, Hillary Clinton was part of CPS. You know, that's just not something I really want running the world, especially her. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but I like Trump. Yes, I do. And I really don't care if you don't like it. I'm sorry, but he's doing so good. He wants to make this world better. But anyways, I know I'm probably not going to have people much like that, but like I care. Do you think I really care? No. But everybody's got a right to their feelings and their opinions. I do not force my likes on anybody. This is what I like. You don't like it? That's you, buddy. You don't like it. But I'm still gonna say what I say and feel what I feel. But, so, yeah. Well, I think I'm gonna get off here because, yeah. I got some mommy stuff I need to do. You know, I got wifey stuff I need to do. As being a good wife, there's certain things that I will do. And some things I won't. So, I hope y'all have a blessed day. I gotta make sure that, you know, my husband's taken care of like he should be. You know? That's just me. So I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that. I want you to know you can download this app too, and we could do two people. Sorry, that didn't sound right. We can have two people on a podcast, you know, coming up with other subjects that are important. Because, you know, I sit here and think my weekends are for my family. So I really don't do a podcast then. Because, you know, my family means a lot to me. I try to focus, even though, you know, they probably don't think I do. But they're very important to me, my husband and my son. If it wasn't for my son and my husband, would not be here today. By the way, to let you know, my husband was homeless when I met him. But you know what? My gut feeling, very strong gut feeling about my husband, said you need to, what's the word I'm looking for? Just need to go with him. Because most of the time he's right, even if we're arguing. And then he proves to me that, you know, what he said was true and right. Even though sometimes I don't want to believe it. But I do. I do what he says. And then, oh my gosh, it's so right. And he's usually right about people. You know, I want to do something or I want him to meet somebody and he'll be like, nope. Just like my friend, she got a new boyfriend. And I showed my better half the picture of him and he went, no. He called it. And then guess what? I want to say a couple months later, 2 or 3 months, guess what? My friends tell me that this dude has done her bad, done her wrong. So, I just want to say, if you truly love somebody, make sure you let them know. You know, let them know how important they are. You don't have to smother them with it, but, you know, let them know. Another thing I have learned is, you know, do the stuff like when you were first dating, holding hands, cuddle at night. One thing I've learned, always touch my husband, like walking by, I hug him or he's laying on the couch. I touch his feet, you know, just kind of like, hey, touch his shoulders, something to let him know. Hey, I love you. I love touching you. I don't do anything creepy. I'll just tell you that. I just let him know that, hey, you know, babe, I love you. So make sure you love the ones that are there for you and trust your gut feeling. Please do. Please listen to that feeling. Us women have that intuition for a reason. And I'm sure glad I listened when my son was a couple months old and we moved to Merced. I moved for about, I want to say, 4 months. I was with this guy, or maybe it was longer than that. I can't remember. It was such a shitty time. It wasn't a very long period of time. I just remember that had a feeling about his sister-in-law. So at the time, me and my now ex-boyfriend, thank God, went on a 4th of July vacation up to his sister-in-law's family house, because they, it was summertime, it was on a lake, and she invited us up there. Well, my boyfriend at the time, his sister-in-law, decided to go through my stuff and have a yard sale while I was gone over the week. We were gone for like 4 days. We left Thursday morning, came back Sunday evening. I really didn't think about anything until I had seen this box that was taped up a certain way with red tape. Well, it was over in her stuff from her yard sale. And then I go over and look at my stuff, and my stuff was rearranged differently. That, and then the things that the guy that I was with, he was doing, I started looking at and being like, looking at his Facebook page and his brother, just my gut feeling said, ding, 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 we have a winner of somebody who's cheating. So I basically said like this. I said, so, what's going on here? Of course, he said nothing. So I was like, my gut feeling says something's up. So pretty much my gut says, Andrea, put on your running shoes and run. So guess what? I ran back to my parents' house, and the end of, I think it was like a week before 4th of July is when I had this feeling. So yeah, it was a week before. Yeah. So we had me and the guys with had a discussion, and I felt like, nope. So then I packed all my stuff, had my parents come get me. At the end of July, my ex-boyfriend's brother's girlfriend had stolen the rent money, said she lost it. Mind you, she went in there and stole money from my ex-boyfriend's piggy bank and tried to blame it on me. When my boyfriend's mother went, I don't think so. That's not Andrea. And then she pretty much stole the rent money and said she lost it. That was at the end of July. So they lost their place. Ever since then, I pretty much listen to my gut feeling. Sometimes I don't. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I don't. But always listen to your gut feelings. All right, guys. I really got to get off here. I'm sorry. I kept going. So I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Try to leave me a message and we'll think of another topic, because this is important. There are important topics that people need to know about. So I love you guys. Have a great day. God bless.